performance of his great 42, Nikolai Gogol, played by John Anderson and Gibbs. Behind today's great kids. We've been fortunate in Lynn Clark, author of several books, who's executive director of the Dramaton Now, to introduce our production, Clark.
I'd like to feel that he has helped man. Plain fact is either that man thing or satirist have not caused by and large since the Dawes Reformer has been hammering away at certain weakness. So the Greek comic writer Aristophanes of his day. And the first Aristophanes is how absolute for the life of us. Crook of 350 1941 A.D. Brief discussion with the comedy we are off Crook of 1836. Books and seeing plays, the world would have too bad. We should have been given novels, not to mention interpreted in the work of Shakespeare and Sir. The Inspector General is first produced in Petersburg and is now Leningrad, as it has remained in the Bolshevist regime. Government officials of the day were unable to. Maybe they were wiser than the amount to admitting that the Inspector General as a grand play was the famous and important Russian Ilyinovich Gogol, who was, like so many writers of happy life, and most of his not actually present, to us that it was his aim in writing into the light all that was bad in the time. I wonder whether he production it met with popular moralists to wake up the morning after the old that people considered it a comedy success. Or turning one receiver. But I do know that it's something that I am inclined to think far wholesome laughter. The time is 100 years sordid living room of the mayor's office. As the curtain rises, they await the convenience of their chief, the town judge, Luki and Filipovich, the machine, the judge, is seated.
Good morning, gentlemen. And if I'm not mistaken, around here. What's he want us here for? Money? You know that old Ryan never saw such luck.
You don't suggest.
I know very well I saw two.
You tell me.
Yes, I noticed that. I love being cabin. I wonder how your superintendent of schools can afford
him to charge the way he does. I'd give a hire to being hospital commissioner anyway.
I'm busy this morning.
I wish I'd.
Oh, he's probably just. Well, good
morning, gentlemen.
I'm glad you're
hospital commissioner.
Schools? Where are the others?
Oh, they'll come along. Anything happen?
We'll wait for them if you... Last night's her honor.
Why can't we begin now, Nick?
That dog of mine has had some very important
news. Nothing must be good to get us out of bed.
That is most regrettable. The Spectre is coming to Cisco, all right. The government is unbeatable. And with
the Spectre here.
Why, there has to be going just when we had everything going.
I knew it wouldn't last.
I don't know.
Everything.
So, Quentin Tank. He's an old doctor, friend, benefactor, and commune, but an official has arrived with inspired his point. I've learned this, probably passes himself off, knowing that you are like the rest of us. I advise you to already living among you in Cognito, incognito and all.
Behind all this, you mark my words.
Hey, who can say?
For some political purpose, Anton.
You this is another time.
I'm talking about a fact, gentlemen. To
an extremely inopportune Inspector General, who may even now
go back.
So I warn you.
Look sharp.
Well, my dear. And I heard you say, you in particular, Artemi, part of the hospital.
To be safe as
the way
it is.
Enough for an official report.
Hot guys.
Hot no guys. Hot no chimney sweeps.
The charm is somewhere.
Well, think there'll be some way of telling the patient
hot. You might be laughing or something.
What's his name? Or so like.
Anyhow,
why haven't I thought of that big week business? Oh, we don't. They're thrown away on these people. We just let nature take its course.
Hey, anyhow.
Doctor. Who is yours, isn't he?
Fine fellow, too practical. Trouble.
We don't want any trouble now. What's the matter with him?
The main thing is that he doesn't speak a word of Russian.
But it's too late to teach him now. So you better keep him out of the way. That might seem a little peculiar.
As to the cops,
what that place needs is a good cleaning out. I don't think that's any place for the porters to keep eats. They can't even walk through the halls. They're filthy. And the smell.
And the
peasant.
Oh, well, no, that's a small matter. I can have them in the kitchen in no time. Do you want to come to dinner?
No, we'll talk about that later. Don't stop with the geese.
The courtroom itself is just as bad.
Oh, that's a boss.
He knows his business.
I know.
He smells like a rum barrel.
Exactly. One whiff is enough to knock you down.
Well, I've spoken to him about it, but he just says it's his natural smell. I can't do anything about that.
Well, let him fry an onion.
Oh, garlic.
We might get the doctor to give him some pills.
That's the sort of thing that gives the wrong impression.
No. He's
past purging. You know, he says his nurse dropped him as a baby, and he smells of vodka ever since.
I suppose it can't be helped.
It's cold!
I'm afraid, Lupulukic. That's a different matter. Some of those creatures are a little peculiar. Perhaps it's only natural. I'm not criticizing their ability. But that fellow, I can't remember his name.
That fellow with the fat face!
Oh, I know him all right.
Well, what's the matter with him? Every time he gets up on the platform, he puts his face up like a wet towel. He's always smoothing his beard from under his tie.
That's no way for a teacher to act.
If he makes a face like that at one of the boys, it may be all right. It may be necessary. But what if he does it at the wrong time? The inspector might think it was meant for him. Heaven knows what that might lead to.
There's no use talking about that man. I told him not to do it. Why, only the other day when the marshal was here, that fellow made a face. Well, I can't tell you what it was like. I've never seen anything like it. Even I, who've seen his worst faces. He was startled. And he did it, my dear, with best intentions. Yes, but his intentions don't help. And I was reprimanded for putting wild notions into the heads of young Russians.
Well, Lukic, you can do something about the history teacher now. There's no excuse for the way he goes on. No doubt he's a brainy fellow, but there's no reason he should leap about like a jumping jack.
Sometimes I'm frightened myself. That man goes mad.
That's what I said. I heard him once. He was calm enough when he was talking about the Assyrians and the Babylonians. But when he came to Alexander the Great, there are no words for it. I thought the house was on fire. Hanged if I didn't. He leaped over his desk, banged the chairs, threw the books around, completely forgot himself. Now, of course, Alexander was a hero. We all know that. But why smash the chairs?
Their government property.
True, Mr. Mayor. I talked to him about it.
What do you want to do with a man like that? His only answer is, I can't help it. In the cause of learning, I'm ready to lay down my life.
Yes, such is the mysterious dispensation of Providence. I've often noticed that clever men are always a little unbalanced. They're either drunk or they make such faces you don't know where to look. And it's very curious. I suppose I have my little whims myself.
I ain't out of control.
Heaven help any man who has to run schools. Everyone cheats, lies, interferes. It's no life.
I wouldn't care so much if it wasn't for this unfounded incognito.
It makes me shrivel inside.
You see, we know he'll stick his head in there.
All of a sudden, someday, and say, aha, my pet.
And who is judge here this day?
Then hand him over. And who is the health commissioner?
And so to go.
All because we can't tell an inspector general when we see one. That's what's so terrifying.
Come
here,
Your Honor.
You know,
after that little
gang
last night,
what
is all this about in the
kitchen? Ah, the postman. That's why we're here, Lord help us. Haven't you had?
Right. The kitchen just ran into the post office, and he told me.
It's incredible. What a blow.
Well, what do you make of it, Postmaster Shepkin?
Well, it's perfectly obvious, Mr. Mayor. There'll be a wall of the tracks. It's those nasty Frenchies again.
My very words.
Just what I said. I knew it.
No, I don't mean that, you fool. It's we who are going to catch it, not the Turks. Here is written down in black and white. Read this, Shepkin.
Oh, it's in black and white. That's an inspector general. That's something else.
Well, what do you say to that, then?
Oh, I don't know. How about you?
Me? Oh, and no coward. I'm just a little uncomfortable. You never know what will happen.
The merchants, for instance.
They like a chance to trip me up. And why?
Well, yes.
Because they say I'm a bloodsucker. Though heaven is my witness, if I've taken something here and there, there's been no malice about it. I haven't done it for spite. But a fact like that is nothing against their lies.
Truly.
Do you suppose there's been some secret report against me already? Well, listen, Captain. You can help us out of this.
You see all the mail that goes to the post office, don't you?
Oh, sometimes I might feel like it.
Well, now, couldn't you, just for our common benefit, open it?
Every letter? Please.
My dear sir.
Let me just open them slightly and see who's telling tales. If there's nothing in them, you can seal them up again or deliver them open.
I know. I've been doing it for years. Not from precaution. Just out of curiosity.
I'd like to know what's going on within the world. There are some amazing things, too.
And also, well,
it's a treat to read it.
You haven't read anything about an official from Petersburg, have you?
No, Petersburg official. But plenty about those in Saratov and Kostroma. Only the other day, for instance, I read one which a lieutenant wrote to a friend describing a ball he was to in the most intimate terms.
Yes.
Really delicious. I lead a most heavenly life here. Lots of young ladies, music, dancing.
No, not now. This isn't the time for such things. Just keep one eye on the letters, will you?
Leave it to me.
Oh, I can't get that confounded incognito out of my head. Sitting and waiting and shaking inside. All because we never know when that door will fly open and in will walk. Who's that?
The most amazing thing has happened.
I'm teaching you. What is it?
Oh, I never saw anything like it in my life. I went to the inn.
I sent you. You were drunk.
Please, let me. I'll tell the story. I said I would tell it.
You've got a tooth in your mouth. Which whistle?
It does not. And please don't interrupt. You get me all muddled up. Gentlemen, tell him not to interrupt.
Well, let's hear your story. Quick. My heart's in my mouth. What happened?
Wait now. I'm telling it. It was down at the inn. No sooner had we entered than a young man walked in. He was very singularly dressed with a very strange expression on his face.
What sort of an expression?
Tell us, Nupchinsky. A look of great deliberation. Suddenly, it dawned on me.
What dawned on you? What do you mean?
Please don't question me. It will all come out. So I called the innkeeper and asked him, who is that young man?
Wait, Nupchinsky, what did he say? For heaven's sake.
Let me tell it again. Thank you, Your Honor. The innkeeper said, that young man is an official. Those were his very words. I remember them distinctly. He's come from Petersburg, he said. And his name is Ivan Lestakov.
You are sure he said he was an official?
Oh, yes, Filipovich, on my word of honor. There's something very odd about him, too, the innkeeper said. He's been here going on 2 weeks now, and he takes everything on account and won't pay a kopeck. Then I knew.
You knew what? I don't see anything in that.
I do, Mr. Mayor. There's only one answer. He is your official. He is the Inspector General.
No, it can't be. I won't have it. It isn't possible. I'm sweating like a hawk.
It must be the Inspector General. He pays nothing and he won't budge.
Oh, well, God have mercy on us, citizen.
You say his name is Lester? What's the number of his room?
Number 5, under the stairs.
How long has he been here?
Oh, going on 2 weeks, I should say. He came on the day of St. Basil the Alexandrine. Why, that's your birthday, isn't it, Anton?
2 weeks.
Get me out of this. For 2 weeks, the prison hasn't been fed. The hospital is filthy. The streets look like a regular sewer. 2 weeks? If I live through this, I'll live forever. Filth, scandal, disgrace.
Well, what do we do now? Shall we go to the inn?
No, leave it to me. I've been in a fix before and come out with my skin whole. Don't forget that. And I've even been thanked in the bargain.
You say he's a young man, eh?
Oh, yes. 23, perhaps, or 4. Not much more.
Well, very good. So far, it's easier to handle a young man than one of those old devils. So I'll go and call on him.
Well, I'll leave you now, gentlemen, with this little warning. Put your affairs in order while I take a look around. I'll take Dobchinsky with me for a stroll, unofficially, as if inquiring how travelers are treated here. The rest of you get busy. Come on, Dobchinsky.
The more or less innocent object of all this excitement, naturally, would turn out to be a handsome young man, wouldn't it? But more than that, he is angry and hungry, as we discover him with his servant's office in his room at the inn.
I'm sick from hunger. I can't stand it another minute. Why, nobody would treat a dog like this. There's something we can do, Osip, but what, I don't know. What we've done before, I suppose.
Sell some clothes. Oh,
we must do something soon, Mr. Lestakov, or we must go to jail.
To jail?
This morning, the innkeeper said he would report you to the mayor if you didn't pay your bill today.
Oh, let us sell some clothes.
Now, Olaf, I can't do that. As a respectable bookkeeper from Petersburg, I've got to have my clothes. You... Oh, go and see what that racket's about.
Thank you, say, Mr. I am the mayor. May I come in?
Oh, mayor, eh? Out for the arrest, eh?
Hope you are well, sir.
I hope you are well. Proceed, Mayor. I am the Lestakov you seek.
It is my duty as mayor of this town to see that all visitors receive the treatment they deserve.
But it's not my fault. What am I to do? I always pay my bills, but this landlord is starving me to death.
Please forgive me, but if things are wrong at the inn, perhaps you'd like to come with me to other quarters.
No, never. I won't go. Oh, I know what you mean by other quarters. You won't get me into prison that way. Why, I'm a government official at Petersburg. I'll go straight to the minister. How would you like that, eh? What have you got to say to that?
Oh, no. Have pity on me. Oh, don't ruin me. I have my wife and small children. I'm only human. It was only my inexperience, all this mess.
Shut that door right outside.
Yes, sir.
I'm surrounded by people already to murder me in cold blood.
Yes, sir. I have nothing to do with all that. I tell you, I'll pay the bill when my money comes, but I won't be starved, and I won't go to jail.
Now, if you really need anything, I am at your service.
Well, now, you understand, it's not my fault, Mr. Mayor. I came
from the general district. It's my duty to help visitors to town, and Lord, I know my duty. If it's only money.
Money? You mean...
Be merciful, Your Excellency.
You mean you'd let me have the money? You've got it with you?
Yes. I'm glad to be of any service. How much would you like?
How much would I? Well, now, that's different, isn't it? Well, I should say, 200, I should say, or even less. And I'll pay the landlord on the spot.
Here it is. Exactly 200 rubles. Don't trouble the council. It's a pleasure to be of service to you.
I'm very much obliged to you.
Praise be. Well, please, if you will, I want you to come with me. Stay with me at my house, will you?
Will I? Ozip.
How are you up to jail, sir?
Quiet, you fool. Ozip, pack our things. We are now living with the mayor.
Yes, sir.
And on our way home, we can inspect the streets and hospitals and the prison.
Yeah, the prison. Oh, no. Anything but that.
By the town official, headed by none other than his honor in person.
Walk right in, Mr. General Lestakov,
sir. This is your house now. I'm humbly grateful for the honor you give me.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. You're most obliging. I like your eagerness to show people about your town. Delightful place. Excellent institution.
In other towns, I venture to say, the officials think more of their own interests. But here it may truly be said, public service is our only thought.
True, Judge Stapkin, very true. I've often thought that myself. Well, the lunch was very good, but perhaps I overate. Do you have a lunch like that every day?
It was prepared especially for our illustrious guest.
Sit down, gentlemen.
I like to eat. I always say there's nothing like good food, good wine, good company. Let me see now. Where was it we had lunch? Oh, at your hospital, wasn't it, Commissioner Philippone?
Right, Your Excellency. My hospital.
I trust it met with your approval.
I should call it life. I remember there were beds standing all around. But I didn't see many patients.
Oh, yes, we have patients, all right. About 10 at the present. 10 at the very most. The others all recovered. A well-managed hospital isn't always cluttered up with patients, you know. We make short work of them here. We're so well-organized.
Oh, really?
Why, they hardly come in one door before they're out the other. It's not so much a matter of medicine. It's an honesty in order. I know it's incredible. But since I've been running that hospital, the patients get well like flies.
Oh, is that so? Well, that's delightful.
Ah, but the responsibilities of a mayor. brain wrecking, I assure you. Brain wrecking.
Thinking, thinking, thinking all day. So many problems, so many decisions to make.
Will you have wine, excellency?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, and you're right. You're absolutely right, Mr. Mayor. I've thought of that myself many times. Sometimes I've even written about it. A little
presupposed, perhaps, or perhaps I pass off a poem,
whatever my mood is.
What brain power?
But tell me, what do you gentlemen do with your spare time?
Have you no amusements? No little
gatherings, for instance, where you play cards?
Cards? Excellency, how can you ask? We have no time for such frivolous things.
A man can't give his trust to the state
and dawdle over gaming table.
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Mayor.
You're right, Simon. I'm no prude in such matters, but I'm happy to say I've never held a card in my hand in my life.
Partner, come now. You're exaggerating. It all depends on how you look at it. If you win, for instance, you look at it one way. If you lose, well, double your stakes. Well, what have we here?
May I invite the honor, sir, of presenting you to my family? I venture to introduce my wife and daughter.
Enchanted, madame. This is indeed a pleasure. And may I thank you for your generous hospitality. And what a lovely daughter for so young a woman.
Oh, mother, isn't that sweet?
Hush, Maria, my child. Oh, it's an honor, I assure you, Excellency, to entertain such a distinguished visitor.
No, 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 upon my soul, madame, it's quite the opposite. It's a much greater pleasure to me.
Oh, a pretty compliment, but I daren't take it for myself. Oh, I beg you to be seated. I suppose after Petersburg, this journey must be very distasteful. Do sit down.
Très gentil, madame. But merely standing beside you makes me happy. However, I will sit down. Well, I must admit that traveling is extremely distasteful to me after being used to living, comprenez-vous, in the great world, the world of glitter and fashion. After all, you know, dirty and stupid people, bad food, ma foi, quelle différence, n'est-ce pas? That's French, you know, the language of diplomacy.
Yes, oh, really?
No smart talk, no beautiful women. Sometimes. And then make up for everything. Enchanté, madame. Vous êtes ravissante.
Fancy that. It must be so unpleasant.
At this moment, with my head on the shoulder of my host's wife, I find it very pleasant indeed. Très charmant.
Oh, but not so pleasant as the capital, I'm sure.
After all, this is only the country. Don't you think so?
Vraiment. But the country is not to be despised. It, too, has its hillsides and its brooks. There is nothing like nature, I say. Oh, of course, it isn't Petersburg. Ah, Petersburg. That's the life. C'est la vie. C'est la vie.
Oui, oui.
Perhaps you think I'm only a bookkeeper. Mon dieu, what a joke! The head of the section is a friend of mine. He speaks to me intimately. But why are you standing, gentlemen? Please sit down.
We know our rank, and you are now standing. Therefore, we can stand.
Well, not at all, I assure you. It's a great pleasure.
Please, don't trouble yourself on our account, Your Excellency.
Oh, come. I won't hear of it. Rank or no rank, sit down. Ceremonies are distasteful to me. I'm a plain man. I do my utmost to pass unnoticed. But would you believe it? It's almost impossible.
Just fancy. It must be quite upsetting.
Well, of course, there are compensations. One may go anywhere, of course, and meet all the interesting people. For instance, I know all the beautiful actors. All the delightful ladies. Oh, you see, I've written some things for the stage. Few little trifles. I believe I'll have a little more wine.
I've always wanted to meet a writer. Do you have things in the magazine?
Oh, I send them off to the magazine sometimes. Anything I happen to dash off. It's rather amusing, you know, to dabble in belles lettres. I'm so prolific, I can't support the name.
Most of my things, Norma, Romerly Diard, and Amateur Figaro,
well, that's just a few. You probably know Baron Brumby at the Moscow Telegram.
From the NBC Newsroom in New York. President Roosevelt said in a statement today that the Japanese have attacked the Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, from the air. I'll repeat that. President Roosevelt says that the Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor in Hawaii from the air. This bulletin came to you from the NBC newsroom in New York.
But it says on the book it was written by Mrs. Rogoskin. Don't you remember?
Maria.
My child, don't argue. Haven't you any manners?
Maria's right for that. She's absolutely right, and very clever of her, too. That is by Rogoskin. And I certainly wouldn't take credit for another man's work. But there happens to be another Yuri Miloslavsky, and that one's mine. Yeah. A little more wine, if I may.
Well, I'm sure it was yours that I read. Oh, it was beautifully written.
Generous, madame. You give your life to literature. It's probably... Anyone on the street can pick
it up.
Oh, what is that? That taste?
Wordford. No expense at all.
A glass. Oh, gee.
And that wine is quite good.
Oh?
It takes a man to handle it.
No, how?
Oh, yeah. Careful how you accept that. I think long ago I was offered them. Very well, gentlemen, I said. Oh, they with me, gentlemen. Go to look out. You know what I am.
Who's your...
Matter of fact, when I walk through those, there's an earthquake. That's the way I do way like jackrabbits. They're clever, counts for itself. I mind any woman telling them all.
Sure.
Why, I'm in love. Tomorrow, you may have heard, they're going to make field marshals.
Sire.
Your order, what's all that? What? I can't make anything out of it. It's not
your... Your Excellency. What's the honor of lying down?
I am not. Why should I... Oh,
what I
know. What is that a matter of...
Ladies and gentlemen,
here. Oh, no, never mind, gentlemen. He is most particular about such.
It is the morning. Dean is once again in the living room of the.
We shall see. It is already business.
The worried town officials.
But it is.
Philip Corbett. Laughing at that last old girl.
Ah,
man, here we are.
Oh, come in. down. Yes, I remember. We had lunch together yesterday, didn't we? We did have some excellent lunch, quite delicious.
I'll bet Fitchkin will break a rib laughing over this.
wonder where he lives now.
On Post Office Street, in the alley, back of number 13, over the butcher shop. There lives Pitchkin.
Ah, that rascal never pays his rent. Ah, well.
While later, the scene still being the living room of the mayor's house.
Oh, sir, you mustn't. Oh, really, you mustn't. I shouldn't let you.
Dear, my darling Anna, you must believe in me.
Oh, it sounds just like your novel. But I thought you loved my daughter, Maria.
Oh, no, Anna. She is only a candle flame beside the sun, that's all. Oh. It's you I love. My life hangs in the balance. Give me life, not death. With heart aglow, I ask you. Nay, I beg, madame, this little hand. See, I'm on my knees before you.
Oh, really, you're ruining your clothes. What can I say? What should I say? You know I am married.
Then you're divorced, of course. Ah, oh, let us flee away to some happy dale beside a running brook.
Oh,
and
what happened to you? Oh, well, I never. What a surprise. Mama, how could you?
What is it? What is it, Maria? Yes, you come up the house like a scalded cat. What's so surprising, anyway? With all the manners I taught you, you act like a child of three. Anyone would think you weren't out of a cradle yet.
Come here to me, my love.
But really, Mama, Papa told me to come in, and I didn't know. Really, I didn't, Mama.
Why don't you use your head? It's just a flippity gibbet.
Madame, do not oppose our happiness, but give a mother's blessing to our constant love.
Oh, I see.
So that it is her, is it?
But of course.
Oh, Mama, isn't it wonderful?
Well, there now, silly girl. You see what a little scatterbrain you are? Just for a foolish girl like you, His Excellency was on his knees begging my consent.
End my agony, madame. Tell me, is it to be life or death?
Oh, Mama, I'm sorry. I thought that... Isn't it thrilling? Please say yes, Mama.
Said the right, if I didn't, you don't deserve such happiness.
Your Excellency, I'm so good in here. Really, if you like the pig,
oh, Anton, have you heard the news?
Oh, fairly, Your Excellency. Don't believe them. They're all liars. And I don't cheat the shopkeepers much.
I don't care whom you cheat, Mr. Mayor.
Don't make a fool of yourself, Anton. You know the honor His Excellency is doing us.
He wants to marry our daughter.
What? Oh, please don't be angry, Your Excellency. She's not very strong in her head.
What?
Her mother was the same way. Just don't know. Please don't be angry.
Angry? Why should I be angry? A man in love is not angry, and I love your daughter.
Your Excellency. I can't believe it.
Will you listen? Will you behave yourself? The means that I tell you.
I might go off my head with love. Things like that have happened, you know.
Papa, isn't it?
A mistake.
Oh, yes, certainly, but I must go away for a day or so just to see my uncle. He's a very rich man, but it won't take long. I'll be back tomorrow. Farewell, my love.
Farewell.
Oh, there are no words for my feelings. Farewell.
Farewell.
Goodbye, Anton. Goodbye. Thanks for everything. Goodbye, madame.
Goodbye.
Farewell, my darling.
Farewell.
Farewell, angel of my heart.
Farewell.
Look for us tomorrow or the day after. Goodbye.
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 Goodbye. Goodbye. Live in Petersburg now. Here, there's such an air. I must say it's
really too rustic. I find it excessively disagreeable. My husband, too, will get a general's rank there.
I'm so excited, I don't know what to do.
Oh, look, here comes Dobzhinsky.
Oh, be quiet, child, you and your Dobzhinsky.
Oh, what an event, Anton. What a propitious event.
I congratulate you sincerely. And you, madame, permit me.
Ah, here comes the superintendent of the schools. Greetings, Lucas.
What a destiny. Here you go up like a skyrocket. How wonderful. Yes, but you mustn't forget your old friends, you know, Anton.
We'll drink a toast to the bride.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh,
toast, eh?
Oh, please sit down, ladies and gentlemen. I am a happy man. This is the greatest day of my life. The day I look forward to for many years.
How proud it makes me indeed. But then, too,
how humble. But where's the happy man?
Where is our illustrious guest?
Well, you see, he's just dashed over there to get the family blessings and tell the glad news. I never saw anyone so happy.
Why, look, here's Postmaster Shepkin.
Gentlemen, the most amazing thing has happened. It's given me quite a shock.
Be quiet, man. Don't you hear? The mayor is talking.
I was saying, I must tell you.
But I tell you, gentlemen, this is the most startling news.
Quiet, Postmaster Shepkin. Yeah.
Well, it can wait. We have news enough right here for one day.
Absolutely extraordinary. I have never heard anything like that.
And I tell you, I don't want to hear it, you understand? Can a man open his mouth in his own house without having you run here, yelling and shouting at the top of your voice? Now sit down and be quiet.
Yes, sit down. I'm in no mood to be trifled with. Now, ladies and gentlemen.
You trifle with this? I tell you, I have a letter.
Oh, I will, eh? Well, now I'll tell you something. I don't care anything about your darned old letter. Now, not another word.
Yes, but this letter I opened at the post office.
Oh, so you've been opening letters at the post office, have you? Well, that's a fine thing to do. It's a criminal offense, and I won't have it. I'll send you to Siberia, that's what I'll do.
To Siberia, eh? Well, you just try it.
I don't know that my daughter is going to marry the Inspector General.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's just the point. He isn't the Inspector General. Never was and never will be.
What? Oh,
you not the Inspector General, eh?
I only know what he said himself in the letter.
How dare you open the mail of a person of his authority?
But I tell you, he is not the person of authority.
Well, if you know so much, what is he then?
A nobody. Just a rat. I know. He fleeced me out of 300 rubles.
One more word out of you and I'll put you under arrest.
Oh, yes? That's more than you can do. I think I'd better read you the letter before you make a complete fool of yourself. Unless you've already done so. Shall I read it aloud?
If you do, I'll read the blasted letter.
Come on. Just listen to this. My dear Pitchkin, I have been having quite a time since I saw you last, and the latest adventure will make you die laughing. I can't wait to tell you about it. I was staying at the inn in this town without a penny, and the landlord was about to send me off to prison, the filthy beast. I got cleaned out in the card game, but the craziest thing happened that I had ever heard of in my life. The whole of this idiotic town seemed to take me for the Inspector General. I am now staying at the man's house and living in high life, such as it is, in his home. They gave me a lunch yesterday that knocked me even off my feet, and you know how much I can drink. I have to do a little flirting with the mayor's wife and daughter.
Oh.
It's so easy, I don't know where to begin. Everyone hands me as much money as I ask for. You never saw such people. First of all, there is the mayor. I wish you could see him. Just to look at him is enough to throw you into a fit. And he's as stupid as an old gray horse.
Shepkin, that's an insult. You're making it up. I'll hang you for this, you dirty scoundrel. You can't come in here.
All right. Read it yourself.
An old gray horse. You'll answer for this. You know very well you wrote it. And it's in very bad taste.
Why should I write it? I don't care whether you're a horse or not. It's nothing to me.
Go ahead. The
mayor, as stupid as an old gray horse.
You don't have to go on repeating it, do you? Is there nothing else in the letter? Go ahead.
Just an old gray horse.
Oh.
The postmaster, too, is a good fellow.
Well, we don't have to go into that. It seems to be entirely irrelevant.
Oh, no, you don't now. You go right ahead and read every bit.
Here, give it to me.
I'd better read this part. The postmaster seems to be the town gossip. Tells everything he knows and hops about like a flea. He looks like a rascal, and I know he's a drunkard.
I guess I wrote that too, didn't I? The postman.
The health commissioner.
Yes, go ahead.
It's hard to read. The writing's not so good here.
You'd better let me have a look.
The health commissioner rumbles like a barrel full of wind. And he has a very peculiar personal odor.
Not even with it.
The judge, his idiotic name is Tapkin, seems to be the local hopbreaker, a provincial Don Juan.
I protest. This is all irrelevant and immaterial. There's a law in this country against evidence like that. I won't stand for it. Let him confront me in the court of justice if he wants. It isn't legal.
Oh, painful disappointment.
Oh, there must be some mistake. Oh, this is my death blow. But he can't get away with it. Bring him back. Bring him back. Horse, am I? I'll haunt him, the mean little cheat. I will swindle the whole world and hoodwink three governors. He tripped up by a pie-faced little nincompoop.
Oh, it can't be true. He's engaged.
Engaged? Holy saints. So you want your daughter to marry that clean-bitten chat box?
Oh, that's rich, that is. With his high office, he's falling on the star. I'd like to break his neck for him, the pie-faced little brat.
Control yourself, Arthur. Oh, what a thing can happen. I wish I'd never been born. I'm entirely ruined.
I'm the one that ought to be ruined.
Oh, hush, little fool. I tell you, I'm ruined, and that's the end of it.
He has such a sweet little nose.
Well, what good is his nose for you now?
Yes, and it's all your fault. You knew a gentleman when you saw one, did you?
Well, rank didn't make any difference to you, did it?
No, but you make a fool of me before the whole world, that's what. I'll never get over it.
You did it yourself. You brought him here to my house and passed him off on my own daughter. That's the sort of a father you are. And then you blame it on me. Coward. If you lose your head sometimes, you would make a gibbering idiot of yourself.
Whoever said he was the Inspector General in the first place? What a...
I'd like to know. I'll show him an Inspector General.
He must have done it himself, the rascal.
No, he didn't either. Somebody wrote a letter to the mayor. That was it, wasn't it? Don't be a jackass.
My friends don't write lies like that. Well, you did get a letter, didn't you?
What if I did? I still have it.
It said an Inspector General's coming. It didn't say this little scallywag was the Inspector General.
That's some of your doings, not mine.
Oh, no, it wasn't. I didn't even see him until you brought it to the hospital.
I did nothing of the sort. I treated him with the courtesy due an official, no more, no less. He turned out to be a scamp. That's not my fault. I'd do as much for any man.
You gave him the town, all right.
Yeah, you certainly did.
The point is, though, who started it?
As mayor of this town, I still have some authority, and I'll find out if I wait till my dying day. What difference does it make anyway? The harm's done. The rascal's gone with all our money.
Yes, but somebody did start it. After the mayor got the letter, don't you remember?
That's right. So it was. Let's see. That fellow over there, wasn't it?
Dobzhinsky. Oh, hey,
he saw him at the inn. Hey, come back here, you.
So he did. And he came running in to tell us.
Oh, no, there must be some mistake. I never really thought of such a thing.
Ah, so you.
It was your little prank, eh?
No, I didn't do it. I had nothing to do with it. Why, the fellow borrowed 25 rubles from me every cent I had.
You did it. You did it. What's 25 rubles? I'd like to know, and you ruined us all and made us a joke. Why, some idiot will write us up in a sketch for the stage. What did you care? He's here. He's here, you said. Yes, and who is it? Fine mess. Poor little fool. Can't you tell an Inspector General when you see one?
I didn't do it, I tell you.
You did, too. He told me he did. You came running in here and you said, just think, Anna, it was I who discovered him.
Oh,
you